Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of your favorite show, Raising Expectations. And we're glad you're with us tonight. We hope you've had a good day. And we got a really great show tonight, a great program, some great insights, anxious to share. Thanks so many of you for tuning in. I think we broke a record on how many of you have been checking in today and on the program, and we're so thankful for that. So God bless you. We look forward to it. Again, I'm Pastor Joe. Everybody on our program, this is the Raising Expectation team. They bless my life each and every week. We are believers, and we always tell everybody right off the bat that we believe, very simply, God is who God says he is. And we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross to pay the price for your sins and mine. And for sure, people always say, well, what does that really matter? Very simple, it matters this way. There are two major questions everybody asks in the world today. Those questions are, number one, what happens while we're living here on earth with our lives? What are we doing? Two, when God calls us, or what happens in our life at that point? And we're very grateful to realize that God loves us so much. When he died on the cross, he opened the door, signed our ticket, and gave us the way to be home with him someday. So we know when we're called by him and we pass away on this earth, we go to be with him and with our families forever. And we also know that while we're here, he takes us through the storms of life. He holds on to us. He never lets us falter as we hold on to him, and he walks beside us. That's how much we're loved. So that's why we're people of faith. We love God so very much. So we've got a wonderful team. Tonight, I'm going to go through our team very quickly. And on the West Coast, we're going to be missing one of our favorite guys, Dr. Paul Hall. He's on some family business tonight and hates to miss it, but some situations came up and he had to be at. So he won't be with us tonight. But he'll be back again next week. He said to say hi to everybody and to tell everybody how much he loves them. So he'll be back again next week. So we're going to go all the way to the East Coast. And the south part of the East Coast, they're in Dalton, Georgia, and we're going to introduce you close to the south. It is so close, north and south are all friends there now. So when you get there to Dalton, Georgia, you're going to find two very special people, and that's Dr. Craig, and that's his wife, Steph. And the two of them are two of the most precious people you'll ever meet. And you just be so excited to know them. And a lot of you do. You tell me so often you feel like you know everybody on this team. And that's a blessing to us, because we just want to share Christ and let you know we care about you. Stephanie is just this multifaceted and multi-talented lady who a wonderful wife, wonderful mother. She's just brilliant in the things that she does, from the business world to the health world to moving right along and counseling and helping people in their lives. And so Steph, we love and appreciate you. We know you're in another place tonight, so it's great to see you, and we're glad that you're there. And good looking glasses too. What do you think, Tank?
They look
good.
That's pretty good. Somehow she's got this whole zoom in and zoom out thing going on there.
It's Whoa. My fancy work computer. I can't make it stop. I'm sorry.
I figured it was an earthquake.
I tried to turn it off.
You look good zoomed in.
Thank you.
There you go. Well, the guy saying that is our brother in Christ. That's Dr. Craig Thayer. We call him Tay. He's a surgeon, a wonderful emergency surgeon when there's a trauma that's taking place. He's also an author. He and Steph together have helped in the area of counseling and and medicine, as they've been on mission trips to Africa and the Caribbean. They help people there. And the two of them are just a blessing. You know, there are people when they come in the room, the lights go out. And then there are people when they come in the room lights up. We got a couple of room lighters right here, and we appreciate and love them very much. And Tank is a coach, a great dad. He has just done so many things in his life. And the most important thing is they know how they got there and what they did, and that God was with them. They share a great testimony. So love you guys. We're going to jump together and we're going to make our way back to the center of Texas, actually South America, we call it, but that's Texas. And when you start to move,
Remarkable.
you land your plane there near Dallas, and you get near McKinney. And it's not Ron McKinney, it's Ron Greer in McKinney, Texas, as somebody
You
pointed
go.
out one time. Yeah, they're going to rename it when he leaves anyway. It'll be Greer, Texas, I'm sure. There is one in Texas, a Greer, Texas. Not a lot of people, I don't think, but God bless them. I bet they're wonderful. So there they are. And Ron there is a pastor. He is a retired, ran for office, a congressional office. He is a specialist kind of helping men now with all his experience with Man in the Mirror. And they're out of Florida. He's the director there in Texas there. And if you go to our website very quickly, that's bbsradio.com/raising expectations, bbsradio.com/raising expectations. You can slide down on the website there and you'll be able to see the people on the show, see not only people on the show, but you'll also be able to see our team. And there's some good things all about them. Read about them, who they are, and you'll find Paul on there too, Dr. Paul Hall. He's also on the group there. So you'll be able to check in right there and feel like you know us, because when we meet you, we want to thank God that we get to know you as our friends in Christ. So this is going to be a very, very special night as we look at this. Going back to, I almost forgot for a second. I want you to see Craig's book. It's called Saved. It's a great book for today. Saved, the world that we live in, is really something else to see. And the book Saved is the life of a trauma surgeon. You'll find it right there. Finding God in the Ordinary by Craig Thayer. One trauma surgeon's true accounts of the miracles in his life. Wait till you hear about some of these things. We've all got things we can share. You'll really want to know some of these. Some of these events are incredible, and some show you why that Craig is so serious all the time, every day, is so serious now. Actually, folks, you can't have more fun in a room than you can with Doc here. He's fun to be with, and there's some stories that his wife could tell when he was little, but we won't go into all those. Yeah, there's good ones.
True.
So anyway, we're just glad that you're with us tonight, and we got a very special guest. And I'm looking at the clock today. In fact, somebody moved it because it's not on the wall over there anymore. But I think it's just about time for what we're going to do next. We have a special guest tonight, and you know what? As we get started tonight, we're going to let you hear from her. So grab a pad, get a thought, write it down if you get it, and let us introduce to you tonight Elizabeth Wong Ahlers and the road God's called her to.
Hi everyone, it's official. I just threw my hat in the race for assembly in District 40. This is a highly targeted seat that we can win, that we must win. I'm running because I was born here, raised here, married here, raised my six kids here, and I am not leaving. California is my home, and I'm determined to take her back. This campaign is about our golden state and restoring fiscal responsibility, improving management of our natural resources, and protecting parental rights. I'm asking you to join me to reclaim our state of innovation, opportunity, beauty, and freedom, to restore our homes so that our kids will know the California of opportunity and beauty we love. We deserve leadership that puts families, freedom, and common sense first. I'm Elizabeth Wong Ahlers, running for State Assembly. Join me. Let's make California a place where we can all prosper.
Amen. And the message she has is for California. It's for the whole nation. It's called part of what makes American people so special. Wait to hear this. So we want to give the right hand of fellowship, which we call
Welcome.
the welcome. That's right. What is this, Steph? I always forget.
Round of
Applause. Let's give her a round of applause, folks, and bring her in. Welcome to Raising Expectations. And Ron, Mr. Allers, her husband, one of the neatest Rons you'll ever meet. He's in the same class as our Ron here. Yes, that's right. So
Ron's.
you're going to get to know them hopefully in the months coming up to election. We just hope to share a lot about them with them. So, Elizabeth, tell us about what's happening.
Yeah, Pastor Joe, thank you so much for sharing your platform with us tonight. So my husband Ron here and I were in California, Los Angeles County, and we're running for state assembly. So that means that the California legislature, who makes the laws at the state level, the election this year, 2026, is going to be an exciting year because we can flip this district from blue to red, and if we have 80 assembly members, and right now it's a super majority of Democrats who all vote the same bad laws for our children and families. Their laws make the cost of living so high that California has been the number one U-Haul sales leaving a state. I know some people who have actually had to drive to Arizona to go get a U-Haul, bring it back to California so they can leave. But the cost of living here is outrageous. It's been about a year anniversary of the wildfires in Altadena and the Palisades. Altadena is by our beautiful mountain forest here in Los Angeles County, North Los Angeles County, and the Palisades is by the ocean. So we have beautiful resources here in California, but the water is not being stewarded and the forests are not being managed, and all these homes, like the whole town, is decimated. You've seen pictures of that, and the homes are still not there. They're not being rebuilt. So we have a lot of problems here in California that are pulling families apart, actually, because like our son had to move to Virginia because he felt that he could have a better start in life over there. But I've been a Californian for five generations, so over 150 years, as long as the state of California's been a part of the union. My family's been in California. And so our family has really built and contributed to California. So as immigrants, we put in the infrastructure, whether it was the railroad that went cross country, whether it was digging the gold during the gold rush, or serving the miners with laundry and food. And there were times in California history when Chinese were not allowed to have levels of education and opportunity. They couldn't be the doctors and the lawyers that they are today, but they were restricted to food business, laundry, farming, but they were building our state. And my grandfather, he was one of the first Chinese to graduate from UC Berkeley as a civil engineer. And he was able to contribute to California and Los Angeles as a civil engineer in the US Army Corps of Engineers by building the flood control system that we have. Because back in the 1930s, Los Angeles actually had such flooding problems that people died, and the engineers had to engineer a flood control system. And then my dad worked on the California Aqueduct that brings water from Northern California to Southern California. And so it's my generation to serve our state in a public way. My whole life has been about service, and I just so much enjoy our conversations with Pastor Joe because Ron and I we've served the Lord, and we feel such a affinity of spirit with all of you on this team, and we appreciate your support. We've raised six kids to know the Lord. They're serving the Lord. We've done short-term missions, sometimes with the kids, sometimes on our own, all over the world. And in 2018, the Lord called us to make California
our mission. And so we're in this for the Lord. We're in this for California families. We're in this for America, because as California goes, so goes the nation. Whether it's Hollywood output or transgender kind of school ideas, or whether it's the beautiful fun culture and Silicon Valley and technology, these there's it's really impactful what happens in California. So we need your support and your encouragement, even your dollars from all over the country or all over the world, on our campaign, because as we invest in California, we are investing in the United States, and even as America is strong, then we can serve the rest of the world. The Apostle Paul said, though, if you take care of your own household first, then you can serve others. If you can't take care of your own, then you can't be a leader outside. So we have committed ourselves to serving in the public sector, government sector, after much Christian ministry and family. And Ron's still going on his job supporting the family. So you want to say anything, Ron?
Come
Yeah.
on, Ron, don't be shy.
Assembly District 40 is in the northern San Fernando Valley, which includes Chatsworth and Northridge and Porter Ranch. And then it extends north through Santa Clarita Valley, goes up to Castaic. There's over 400,000 citizens that are in each assembly district here in California. And this seat is definitely winnable. The incumbent is a Democrat. She won 4 years ago against another female. She won by 512 votes
Whoa.
4 years
Whoa.
ago.
Whoa.
It's relatively very close.
Wow.
Very close. And then 2 years ago, she won against a male by 5,000 and something votes. So it's definitely a winnable seat. And there are many, many churches, many churches that are of Asian descent, whether they be Chinese churches or Korean churches. There's many Hispanic churches, as well as Caucasian churches and multi-ethnic churches in the district. If the pastors would encourage their flock, their sheep, to go out and vote, there's interesting statistics. About half the church is not even registered to vote, even though they're 18 plus, which is a travesty. But then when it comes to actual voting, there's only about half of those who are registered that actually vote. So maybe one quarter of the church actually votes. California could be a Bible honoring state in the legislature and honoring God with laws and regulations, if only the church would get out and vote their Bible beliefs and their Bible values. Not talking blue and red, conservative, liberal, vote Bible, and we can actually take over this state.
Yeah, the same number of votes that got Governor Newsom into the governor's office is the same number of evangelical Christians in California. So if they got out and all voted biblically, we could lead. And in the last election, 40% of California voted conservatively, but we don't have that a 40% representation in our legislature. It's a super majority of Democrats, to the point where it's almost like they're skiing downhill, going, "Wee, this is so much fun. We can just pass everything we want with nobody to slow them down." But this district that we're running in, District 40, maybe the number one top targeted districts to flip from blue to red this year. We need 7 districts in California out of 80 to flip
red
to
from
red.
blue, to break that supermajority so we can start slowing down the craziness in our state. And so this will be one of those that flips this year.
I'll just do a footnote. A supermajority in California means that whoever party is in the supermajority, which California is the Democrats, they can pass any law that they want to. They don't need one Republican vote in the assembly or the Senate, and our governor is a Democrat, so they don't have to cater or negotiate or appease any Republican at all. They have carte blanche to do it.
So I'm doing quick Google searches here, and it says that 60 out of 80 is a supermajority, right? So right now it's 62 Democrats, 18 Republicans. And so if 40% were represented, that would be 32 seats. It would actually be a flip of 14 seats. And I think there was so much wisdom in how our government was set up. And there's a reason that we have different sides, and there's a reason that politicians should be coming together. And I think it's very dangerous anytime you have a supermajority, even if it was, the side that I favor. We need to be able to have discourse and come together. So I'm very hopeful. I have also seen we're starting to see an uptick in some Republican voting in California, which is really good. As you know, we left. Right. And my whole family is from Pacific Palisades in Santa Monica. I still have an aunt there. So, I mean, my parents went to high school there. So very near and dear to me. And it's a beautiful state, and it's a shame because the policies do make it very, very difficult for people to live there cost-wise and then also raise a family.
Yes.
Correct. And the policies helped exacerbate January 2025 fires.
Yes.
What they did,
Negligence, yeah, for sure.
it was more than negligence. It was government policy and government regulation that exacerbated the devastation.
And they've done very little to correct it. We're just past a year anniversary. We're what, a year and 12 days for Palisades. I know Altadena was a few days later. Almost nothing has been done. It's atrocious.
Yeah, they've outright lied because a year ago when President Trump came, they told him, oh, yeah, we'll streamline the process. We'll help with the permitting. But no, they lied. It's like six or it's some crazy number of people that have actually gotten permits. It's horrible. And there's 7,000 buildings that were destroyed.
And I heard that 40% of the land is being sold unbuilt on because the people can't afford to rebuild. Because if you build from zero with all of the permitting requirements and regulations, it's astronomically higher cost than it was at the time that house was originally built.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
it's very,
I have a my niece is in an insurance business, and she informed me how many major insurance companies cancel policies and doing business in those areas at all. So even if they can afford to build a house, you can't afford to get insurance on the house. That kind of thing just seems absolutely just mind-boggling to me. It's like somewhere down the line, someone sort of put a s evil scheme together to prevent them from taking place. But that's just me. I'm a conspiracy nut, so
Even
I'll take my word for it.
even this house we're sitting in now, we cannot obtain the insurance that should be covering. We've got some kind of insurance, it's all that's available, but it's not what we can't even get what we need.
Yeah, our insurance is through the state of California, which we know how fiscally responsible and an abundance of cash they have on the books.
Yeah, we
That's
have to
great.
pay it to the state because the insurance companies have left. So we need some free market freedom here to bring back insurance companies.
I
It's in
understand
the
we have
state
state of California. I wouldn't call that insurance. I
Sorry.
think, but,
I understand we have a call that just came in. That is that call still on the line?
Oh,
Anybody?
sorry.
You have a call that there we go. Yes, can you put him on, please? I think that's Mr. Bill Cintron.
Oh,
Wow. Will, I mean, yeah, Will Cintron, yes.
Remember
Will,
him?
are you there?
Hey, hi, hi guys.
Hi,
It's
Will. Hey, Will.
hi,
He called
Elizabeth, hi,
me.
Ron.
How are you?
He was waiting to see you guys, and he heard you were going to be on the program. We want to support you. And he's in the middle of things down there in Glendora. So take just a minute there. Go ahead, Will.
It was just a great to get a call from Elizabeth today, and I had already expressed my support for her, and when she first said she was running, I jumped right in and said, "Hey, I'm there, whatever I can do." And I'm Marianne and I, when she was running for the before in 2024 for the state Senate, we were right there with her and supporting her in her run back then. Marianne's no longer with me, with us. So I'm doing this for both of us, her and I. And I just want to put all whatever I can support towards Elizabeth and her run. I'm planning on having a fundraiser here at my house, maybe in a couple of months or so, when weather is a little bit warmer, to have it outside. So I'm looking forward to getting that put together, and it's just I'm excited. When I first saw that video she posted on YouTube, that she threw her hat in, I was excited that
Amen.
she's just the right person to fill that position. She's a godly woman. She loves the Lord, and she loves the state, and she just really wants the state of California to be what it used to be. And it's the golden state that everybody wanted to come here because of all the opportunities that were here that were good,
Amen.
instead of leaving because of everything else that's going downhill.
Will, we want to
Yeah, I
thank you
just wanted to call in and give my
jump in.
support. So,
Amen.
well,
Amen.
thank you so much. It was so
Amen.
good to have your support. This time, you and Mary Ann were such a blessing when we were running for Senate. And Mary Ann is the one that connected me to Pastor Joe and raising the expectation.
Yes.
And so I just honor Mary Ann, and I thank you, Will, for continuing Mary Ann's legacy and what God's doing with us, and helping us with the fundraising. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thanks.
You're most welcome from the
God
bottom
bless
of
you.
my heart.
Amen.
Talk to you soon, man. Thanks so much. God bless.
Yeah,
God
we
bless
had,
you too.
bless you, Will. We had so many brothers and sisters in our district for state Senate in 2024, and it was my first big campaign. We had run for town council in 2021, which we won with outstanding margins of win, historic margins of win in 2021. So I served on town council from 2021 to 2024. And then we ran for state Senate in 2024, and many think that we did win because we were everywhere. And election night, our numbers were up there. But in California, they count vote until
Forever.
from November 5th or 4th to December, the middle of December, and they don't, some of it doesn't actually close till the next year. So at the you know as time went on, the numbers kept changing. But we're back this year, and we are praying that President Trump and many that are working in California can bring reform to our election systems. There's going to be a ballot initiative this year for voter ID in California. So we won't be able to implement that for this election, but if we could get the voters out to pass the initiative for voter ID, that's a really positive step towards the elections in 2028.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I know one, if we live down there, I know one Texan that would be voting for you. Almost forgot today. I'm so busy thinking about Paul trying to keep everything straight. I'm getting older, but my wife, Melba's right here, and I forgot to introduce her. So she hits me with a pin. There she is right there. There you go.
Busted.
She'd vote
Yes.
for you. She likes you a lot, right?
But you're in the
Yeah, I'm in the
doghouse,
doghouse. I got the month right, Steph. Yeah, see, I'm on the
I
list.
know.
As
I
long
know.
as it's
Melba,
working.
Joe gets his routine going, you know, and then, yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes you become
Wants
other
to head south.
people, McKinney.
Last week messed up because she was ill, so I wronged her.
Well,
I
we
said,
threw him off too because he always starts with Paul and the Rockets and no Paul tonight.
Hey, Elizabeth and Ron, I want to ask a question, but I want to probably ask a question. I want to say, you made a statement that you've committed your life and into mission work and Christian ministry. You said, but now I'm going to go into politics. Can I add a caveat? Right? Christians in politics is a mission field.
Amen. Yes.
It's the fact that we haven't approached it that way, and we've kind of withdrawn from it, is what led California to where it is right now. So I want to commend you, and then and make clear to everybody else, this is a mission. It is a field that we need, as kingdom people, need to go into the darkness in order to spread light within this dark places, so that the lives of the folk we live around will be blessed and made peaceful because of the people of God in charge. That's what the Bible teaches us. So I praise God for you. I just wish there was a way I could push a button and light a fire on every single pastor and church in your area. Those statistics you gave, Ron, are about the same nationwide. Yeah, it and it but and the unfortunate thing is, it's primarily in a presidential election. Doesn't even mention the statewide and local elections. So if we had that 60% evangelical population voting, there's not a single election anywhere we couldn't decide, and we would have a country, we'd have a district, we'd have a state that would look the way God has intended it. Yeah.
Yes.
And as we
So.
look at this year is America's 250th birthday. I think 250 years is very young for a nation.
Yes.
And China is like at least 5,000 years, but America has risen to world leadership in 250 years. And because of the principles from the Bible that have
Yes.
guided our founding fathers. And
Yes.
so it is a Christian responsibility to lead our nation in our participation and in our informing our family, teaching our children, talking to our neighbors, and hey, our person sitting next to us in the pew in church saying, hey, here, this is a Christian person running for office, you know,
Yes.
it doesn't matter what party you are, vote for her. And then, and give, you know, and giving to a political campaign is more sacrificial than giving to a 503c ministry because you don't get any write-offs, no tax write-offs. It's a complete sacrifice. But as in our last election, the for running for Senate, it was God's people that supported us from right from the in the district with the sacrifice of just you know our normal families. The my opponent, 95% of the money that she ran her campaign on was from Sacramento. Big lobby groups. She had maybe five individuals, and those individuals, Three of the five individuals were from Sacramento. So, but we ran even the third place person in the primary that lost to me. She had over $4 million, but
Oh.
ours was like a 200,000, and we were number one vote getter in the primary. So it can be done. It can be done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
People of God can do it.
Yes, absolutely. I think of how many men do you have there? Okay, get rid of half those, get rid of those. How many more do you have? Then get rid of those. Now go and walk around the wall. So I say, walk around the wall, sound the trumpet.
That's right. That's
Praise,
right.
oh gracious. So couple examples. You said some of the things that the government has been doing that has made life unbearable in California. Can you speak to a couple things? One is that there was a bill passed with this past year having to do with parental rights and children. Do you recall the bill? AB 482, I think it was. Was that it?
Well, there have been several. So, the
AB 495, I think it was.
five,
Do you remember?
yeah, where the school is not allowed to, like, the school it cannot legally tell the parents if the child is going through any kind of transgender gender confusion or transgender treatments even. So, and if the parents are not affirming of the child's confusion, the child can easily be taken away by the state.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's the legalized kidnapping bill where the school district, so I could go into any school district and go, hey, give me Joe Smith. I don't even have to know the kid or anything, and I can take them out of class and walk out. All I have to do is fill out the state affidavit
That you
with
print off of your own computer.
no
What?
ID, no
Care
ID.
caregiver's authorization.
Yes,
Oh, great.
it's all self-validated by the evil person
When
to kidnap a kid.
did that pass? Yeah, last
this past, I'm sorry. When was that?
This past year.
Last year, yeah.
I didn't know about that one.
So it's September, I believe, somewhere in
Wow.
there. All right. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's one of those things where you first read it and you go,
Yeah.
yeah, it's got to be more to it than that. So you kind of, I get going on rabbit hole and I dig more and dig more and you're going, there's no way in the world that that's the bill. And the more I read about it, the more horrified I became. It's mind-boggling that would even be talked about, yet alone pass this piece of legislation.
And with some of these bills, the way they're written is that they're not detailed enough so that it opens doors for these horrible scenarios to happen because it's not restricting who can take the child. So, maybe it's becoming a different danger in legislation to make the bills way too wide.
So, in other words, the parental rights bill that passed was nullified by this bill. Oh, gracious. Now, can I say again? Because churches have abandoned it.
There
That's why
is
we have this stuff, folks. The people of God have abandoned it, and now the wickedness has taken over. So we need people of God in there. Come on.
Yeah,
Okay, let me get my calm, 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 calm.
yeah,
All right, sorry.
yeah, staying in peace and staying in joy is the big like mental challenge as we run so hard in these political races, because but that's where God's power really comes in through Christians in this mission field of politics, is that when we can come in with joy and we can come in with peace in the midst of telling people how horrible our situation is. When I'm in a meeting, I just love to see how people sometimes they'll sometimes come up and say, you had so much positivity. And it's interesting that sometimes the Republican structure, the party, they actually, they want me to just hammer on all the negative, horrible things. But in a way, I can't do that because what I want to do is inspire hope in people and let them know that you've got to get out there and vote because there's hope. If you vote, there's hope.
Love that perspective. So you're not going to kick it over, turn over tables, right? Okay, all right.
Well, we'll see. Sometimes I do get that righteous anger.
Yeah,
Very
indeed.
justified.
Okay.
So a question would be, you talked about the churches in the area. Any movement on churches engaging and helping with the campaign so far?
We've been going to a different church every week, and sometimes two churches, sometimes with a prayer meeting in the afternoon. And so when we speak to certain pastors after the service or before the service, I can see in their eyes that it's like, wow, really, you're a real Christian and you're talking to me, you're really going to do something. And I can see that they personally support us, but they're still like, well, I don't know how to support you in my church. So I just say, oh, just introduce me to some of the people in the church. And we've also been going to like Friday night groups, Saturday night groups, home groups, prayer groups,
Bible
and
studies.
Bible studies. And I ask the and what sometimes we've gone to a church in this area, and people recognize me from like 30 years ago at UCLA in college. So God is bringing like his people out. And then so when you already have a trust relationship with somebody in the church, then they can say, hey, come to this Bible study. And then even if the people in the Bible study are kind of woke in their deception, when they meet me, and I start talking about how are your kids and how's your business, and we don't want to shut down the churches again with another COVID scam, right? And I can see like little lights are going on and little connections, and they're kind of like, oh, this lady's not so scary.
So in any press coverage so far, or positive, negative?
So far, we just launched with that video a week ago, and then we've got our website came on today, I think.
Good,
So
good.
we'll be doing press release soon, and we've got some social media. So on social media, look for Elizabeth Wong Ahlers, and our website is Elizabeth4Assembly.com, Elizabeth4Assembly.com. And we've got like three donate buttons you can press on the home page. And we just checked it out today. Make sure those are connected. So yeah, this is the beginning. There, oh, thank you. There's the website. And we've been forming a great team, so we've got a team to work with. We've got volunteers signed up already because we need to do both the top down from the Republican Party and those kind of endorsements, and then the bottom up, the grassroots, like I was talking about, actually out there talking to people.
Okay, all right. Now, was your District 40 Republican at one time?
Yes, yeah, in a be so 20 six years ago.
2022, it's 2020, the Republican won, and
Right.
2022 she lost, but very narrow margin, only 520 votes. So it's very flippable. And so we are going to be one of the most, we'll get one of the most attention from the
Okay, right.
Republican caucus
Okay,
and the
right.
Republican Party. So if we have a strong grassroots showing and lots of activity on social media, et cetera, then the party and the caucus, they'll invest and help us out as the general election gets closer.
So
And
no chance of getting the party to step in to help generate, huh? Just on afterwards.
we'll see. I was really surprised. Last Monday, we presented before the local Republican Central Committee,
Right.
and they typically say they won't endorse until after the primary, but
Okay.
because of certain dynamics in
Right.
that happened within the last week, we're getting a lot more vocal support from the committee, even if it's like the individual members and they can't endorse as a group yet.
Other committee. Okay. All right.
Yes. So it's the so I remember that proverb that says the Lord can channel the heart of kings like water. I don't, Pastor Greer, I don't remember exactly how it goes, but it's like I can see God doing that already for us.
Amen.
Praise
Still.
God. Praise God. I
The
love it.
one thing that we did at our previous church, it was a Hispanic church, and our political people would ask permission to set up sign up to vote. Voter registration, and of course, obviously, they had to be citizens. And they were so excited this last year, last fall, to be able to register to vote because they had become citizens. And so we do that every campaign year for every election, local and national, so that they in themselves, as they're waiting to become citizens, they'll know what they're first seeing. A lot of 18-year-olds used to come by and they had just turned 18 and they were ready to register to vote. So some way to motivate them to understand why we do what we do and how to help our
Yes.
country in a very indirect way, but at least it gives us an opportunity to vote. So
Yeah.
well, what
You
a
know,
wonderful.
I'm sorry.
You have Hispanic churches there too, Ron said, right? That might be another way too.
Well,
Reach.
I mean, I'm reminded, and it's still amazing how far we've gone. In my years growing up as a kid, even to my late teens when I left home, I don't know of a single church, a single large church in my city and area that didn't have candidates at the worship service for local school board, city council, and for the state assembly races. I don't ever remember that. And Greater Galilee Baptist Church, and I can name off all four of the big churches, they had voter registration drives every single election term. And it was not hidden. It wasn't, it wasn't subtle. If
Yeah,
you weren't registered to vote, then just somehow it was a sin.
well,
I just
that was the American way. Then the yeah, in
Exactly. Yes.
the early American
Yes.
this was called like the meeting house. The
Yes.
meeting house in town was both the church
Church
and
and the
political center.
Yes,
Really
absolutely. And that was our church, one of the largest churches around, but that was one of our church the same way. And it's the other thing I recall in the 60s and early 70s, if someone couldn't vouch for you being a godly man or a godly woman, if you didn't have someone vouching for that publicly, you couldn't get elected.
Yeah.
No one would vote for you.
You win, Elizabeth.
Yes.
You and
Well, I
Ron.
always had some pastor or someone.
Right.
So
Elizabeth.
I'm praying to see those days again because I want God to shake his people. I
Yes.
just do. Oh, gracious. And
Yeah. Well,
hopefully you'll be the spark for that in your area.
you got
Amen.
it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm looking at 6:52. We're wanting I'd like to do something tonight. Oh, we're
There you
gonna
go.
bring up
Really?
do it again, Vaughn.
Calm.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious.
We're gonna begin praying for you big time. We have been. And we're going to be sharing that. I'm going to be writing some things with permission out there and throwing them out on my areas to people and the churches, like Ron said. But we'd like to pray for you and for Ron and the family and Rena, your campaign manager, and her name is Rena. And so I asked Tank if you would pray for her tonight. And just before you do, folks, the information is all over the my website. Look at our website. Look at my Facebook and my other areas that I'm in. You'll find all that information. Look for the team. Team, we can put all this info on our stuff. Make sure we get out to folks, but make it so that we can reach out to them. Okay, we want to pray for you right now. Thanks, Tank.
Hey, I first of all, I just want to say I really
Yeah.
admire you guys for the challenge and the passion.
Yeah.
So,
Absolutely.
incredible.
Amen.
And you can just see it in your hearts. So,
Amen. Amen.
dear God, thank you for Elizabeth and Ron's hearts. They're part of your body, God. They're the lights that need to light the way for all the people who don't believe or believe and are lost. Let them bring 100% love and truth and bring the churches to do the same and any other bodies of Christ that can help them get elected. Please give them provision. Please give them protection.
Yes.
Please give them discernment.
Yes.
And God, let them win. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Home run. Amen. Amen. Steph, we'll be praying for you and things.
Ooh.
But you know that all of us will be. And Ron, good to see you, brother. There, amen.
Both
Ron,
Rons,
Oh,
I
what's the
love
other Ron?
it.
Sorry.
That's it. Two
Was
Rons. Two Rons.
the Boy Scout salute?
They both did it on opposite sides.
Opposite handshake.
That's
Yeah,
it.
well,
Yeah.
that's.
And tell your friends if Elizabeth that if they need to loosen up, lighten up, feel good about what God's doing, and be more excited than ever to vote for you, check in with these folks each week on raising expectations because they'll just make you feel so much better about yourself. They bless me in huge ways, right? Same with you too. Yeah, that's right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking. It looks like our clock has just clicked. So thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks for being with us, Ron and Elizabeth. Ron, there we go.
The other Ron.
The other Ron.
McCain.
Yeah. Ron, yeah, too. That's it. We should be praying for you on transit, all the things you're doing, there's changes you're all going through, and we're just blessing our prayers. We're lifting you up, and all of us look forward to seeing you soon. Hey, they'll be here the 9th for a Valentine's special, one that's going to tie in. So don't forget, folks.
Amen.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. God bless you. See you later. Okay.
Hi.
Thank
Hi.
you.
God bless you guys. Bless you.
Bye.
Bless.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.